This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20. This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Welcome to today's podcast. Today, I thought maybe we should talk about something related to work, something that you experience or you live with, and why not maybe change part of you. Today's topic is going to be about assertiveness. Maybe you've heard this before, people telling you to be assertive, your manager telling you to be assertive, or maybe friends around you telling you have to be assertive and you didn't know the trait itself. Like, how can I be assertive if I don't know what it is, right? So assertiveness is this ability to express your thoughts, needs, boundaries, and rights clearly and respectfully. In doing so, you don't violate the rules and rights of others as well. It is in between passivity and aggression. So you are not too aggressive and you're not too passive in a way. So if you are assertive, you tend to speak clearly. You're calm and also confident. You tend to focus on facts and also needs, not emotions alone. You also tend to be agreeable, but without like backing down automatically. So most people tend to confuse assertiveness with a personality trait, which is fixed. Most of the time, personality traits tend to be very difficult to change. For example, if you are neurotic, it is very difficult to be not neurotic, to be stable. But if you are assertive, you can change that a little bit and you can become maybe more assertive, right? So it's something that you can easily change. So the good thing that it is not a trait, because traits are difficult to change. And since it is just a skill, so you can easily pick up the skill whenever you want. Might take a little bit of time, but you can do it. So it is something that you learn. Since it is a skill, you can easily learn. You can practice it and you can improve it, of course, through a lot of training, right? Just do a little bit of training. There is a lot of training that people do, I mean, to be more assertive. You can do theater classes and like voice your opinion. I don't want you. I don't want this. I want a promotion. I don't want to accept this task or that task. This is not for me. This is for the others, right? Just be more assertive, right? So why do people struggle to to be assertive at work? I mean, you know it. You know how to be assertive, right? But why do you struggle to be assertive? Most of the time, and I think you already know the answer to this, is that you don't want to cause problems with the others. You feel like if I'm assertive, if I ask for this or ask that, there may be conflict. Also, maybe you think that if I'm assertive, people are naturally are going to dislike me. And yes, that may be so. If you're always asked for what you want, you're not always agreeable, so people tend to dislike you. And the other thing, maybe people struggle to be assertive at work, is probably language. Maybe English is your second language or third language. And maybe being assertive in a second language, you are going to come off as funny, right? And not assertive enough, which is kind of interesting, to be honest. If you are, imagine, like, you want to come off as assertive, but you end up coming as funny, and people are not going to take you seriously. And people can take one thing and they can generalize that on your behavior. And oftentimes, whenever you try to say something, people are going to poke fun at you. The other thing, maybe why people struggle to be assertive at work, I think it could be passive negative experience. Maybe you've had an experience where you wanted to be assertive and then you got shut down. That's going to create some sort of trauma, and you cannot really try to act on it again. You feel like, if I do it again, this is what I'm going to have, live the same negative experience that I lived before. So you just decide not to be assertive, right? Maybe in the past, like, you wanted to be assertive, you ask for like a promotion, or you want something changed, and you got completely shut down, you got fired, or people say, what are you this, why are you rude, why are you aggressive, and you did not like it. Maybe that was a career changer, and it's very difficult to meddle with it, especially if it was very emotional, and you lived through it, and you felt really terrible about it. So it's really difficult for you to relive that experience again. So most of the time, people tend to confuse assertiveness and aggressiveness. Those are two different. If you're assertive, you might think, I see some risks in this approach. But if you're aggressive, you can say, this is a stupid idea. You're very aggressive. Your language is like very loaded. You might, if you're assertive, you might say, I feel unheard in these meetings. Like, if you're in a meeting and nobody listens to you, you can say, I feel unheard in these meetings. But if you're aggressive, you can say, you never listen. Probably more aggressive than that. How dare you not listen to me? How could you not listen to me? Right? This is like more aggressive, right? Another way, if you are assertive, you can say, here is what I recommend and why. But if you're aggressive, you said, do it my way or the highway. Yeah, this is, you have to be able to distinguish assertiveness and aggression. They're very, very different. So here is an example of how assertive people sound in meetings. So you might have noticed this in your coworkers or colleagues. They speak very clearly, not after the decision is made, right? So they don't wait until the end. They use short and structured sentences. They're almost always to the point. They avoid excessive apologies or hedging, right? It's very important to not apologize a lot. No, I'm sorry. If you say sorry a lot, then you are not that assertive. So the research shows that people who speak within the first 5 minutes of a meeting are perceived to be more competent and then therefore more assertive. I actually have this. I noticed this with my students. Most of the time, I ask a question and those assertive ones tend to speak first all the time. And they raise your hand like, teacher, I want this. Although they already spoke before, but they want to speak again and again. And to me, it's a problem having to deal with like a lot of assertive people. All right. You talked enough, or at least hear from somebody else, maybe. And but it's very, very interesting. Assertive. It's very difficult to deal with assertive people. And especially so if their student is not only assertive, but very informative, right? They know, I know that they have a lot to say about the subject and they just want to talk. And I just sometimes I feel like really bad, like, oh, she had this really good idea. I could have let him talk, but I have to let others talk as well, right? Now, how can you say no without damaging relationships? Very ironic. It's a very good spell to pick up, you know, saying no all the time, right? There is a research actually formula about this. They say acknowledge, state limit, and offer alternative. Follow these three, okay? This is a formula if you really, really want to have people accept you or not really be hurt whenever you are assertive. Acknowledge, state the limit, and then offer the alternative. An example would be, I understand this is important, but I won't be able to take this on today, but I can help tomorrow morning, right? So you are, like, maybe you can set up a date where you know that it's going to be already too late for them ask you again, right? And if they ask you again, I'm busy, can we do it another time, right? And then so here, you acknowledge that you want to help, right? And you state the limit that you are busy today, and then you offered another alternative. So it works actually like magic. Another example would be, let's say your manager wants something done very quickly. And if you are assertive, you can say, I see why this needs to be done right now. And I don't have the capacity right now to do it, but I can review it later this week, right? So you stated, you acknowledged that, yes, this is important. You stated your limits, right? And then you offered an alternative, right, to it. So if you use this approach, people are more likely to accept. Now, how do assertive people handle criticism? If you are assertive, you tend to pause and then you ask for specifics. You don't just, you know, use your amygdala, your emotions, and you say you're aggressive and that's it. You know, like, why, how could you do this to me, right? Pause, think about it, right? Then ask for specifics. Separate the identity from behavior. Someone really, like, attacked you, they're very angry, separate their identity and just judge the behavior itself. An example, if you're in customer support, you can say, can you tell me which part didn't meet expectations, right? And people, when you focus on the details and you don't fire back, tend to be calm or to calm down and de-stress and not vent out, right? If you're really calm and you're focused and you're asking for, actually, you're trying to actually solve the problem and not focus on the person, you tend to actually solve a lot. One thing that is important with assertive people, they tend to have a body language that asserts. Assertive people tend to have open posture and also steady eye contact. They also speak slightly slower. They're not really fast speakers. And they wait. Sometimes they wait. They have this clear turn taken, right? They don't rush. They're not going to interrupt you if you're talking. They're like, no, I want this, right? Those are the aggressive people, right? The assertive people tend to wait. We will let you talk. But once you're done, they are going to say a lot, right? They are just going to let you have your time and then they can have their time. When they speak, they are heard. Now, last question you might wonder about is, can assertiveness improve career outcomes? The simplest answer, yes. Imagine working in a company for years and being overloaded, given tasks, unnecessary tasks that you're not supposed to do, right? And you will never climb the corporate ladder. You're going to stay there forever. So basically your career is just stagnant. But if you're assertive, you tend to get a higher salary, you get promoted a lot, you have better performance evaluations, and of course you don't get burnout a lot. And all of these things together tend to build up a very successful career. If you don't have these, you can be very, very successful. I know a lot of people that usually talk about their job and they say they're burnt out, they're this, they're that, they cannot climb up. They're always being shut down when they want, when there is a promotion on the table, they promote others instead of them. And most of the time it boils down to them not being assertive enough to take on maybe more responsibilities, right? Maybe they were hesitant and they showed exploits of hesitance, and their manager noticed that, and therefore he did not, or she did not promote them. But yeah, hopefully today's podcast was interesting. Hopefully this is, hopefully you are going to be more assertive from now on. But yeah, until then, thank you so much and bye. Oh.